Hello, I'm here at the Lowry in Salford and at the Smart City Futures Conference, and I'm talking here to Leslie Gavin, and we're talking about her job as a futurologist with BT and some of the questions that came in during Twitter during her conference speech. So, Leslie, can you tell us a little bit about your job, about what you do for BT and what you've talked about today?
Okay. I'm a futurologist for BT, and what my job is to do is to look to see how our lives might be in the future. BT is a big company, and so sometimes it takes a little bit of a while for us to look to change our product set. So there's a very economic, practical thing to what I'm doing, is that if we can work out what people's lives are going to be like in 5, 10, 15 years' time, then we can make sure that we have things in the research program that turn into products that are going to help them and be useful to them in 5, 10, 15 years' time.
During the presentation, you talked quite a bit about sci-fi and could sci-fi be a reality. What do you think is the most sci-fi thing that we're seeing at the moment?
Well, I was talking about sci-fi in cities because actually it's really quite fun looking at cities as a futurologist. Like I said in my talk, it's very rare that I can get any images of what the future is going to look like. Usually we have bits of technology around and then we have to just kind of talk and describe what it's going to be like. But sci-fi and Hollywood have thought a lot about what our future environment will be like. And what they've done is that they've taken trends, and you can see it through the ages. Like the Solient Green one was because in the 1970s, we were very aware of the environment then, and then our awareness of the environment kind of went away a little bit, and then it came back again now. So what they do is look at trends, and they take trends to an extreme. When they take them to an extreme, because it's Hollywood, it's entertainment, that sort of thing can happen when you have, say, like a dictator that says, things like Gattaca, you know, this is how we want our future to be. Generally, with a democracy, a democracy tends to have a balance. So it's more, you know, my utopia of what I think the world, the perfect world is like, is likely to be slightly different from yours. So when you have a democracy, then what you get, you don't get the extremes of Hollywood. You will get somewhere, that some path that goes through the middle that picks and chooses technology and how we use it and how we apply it. Saying that, we don't have a democracy around the world. Not every country is a democracy. So I think that's the sort of thing that we really have to look at technology, and to look at what people's idea of utopia is and how that can turn into dystopia and how we manage that.
That's great. Well, thanks very much there, Leslie. And we're going to return to Twitter and answer the questions that people sent in.